Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Annalisa B. from Nollins.
My name is Annalisa and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Annalisa.
I am from New Orleans, but I'm here now. I moved here last year, so I'm grateful to be here. Congratulations to everyone who picked up tokens, and welcome to the newcomers. Welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. If you were in this room because any of you were suffering, or if you were just having a hard day, welcome. Welcome, I've been in your shoes. My sobriety date is March 16, 2009, and for that I am truly grateful. Before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, my life was a mess. A little bit before that, when I was a kid, I grew up in a household that did not have alcohol. I was a daddy's girl 100%, and I always felt empty on the inside, felt alone, felt worthless, didn't think I was worth anything in life. When I was 14 years old, my dad died of a massive heart attack. I like to say that that instance, it rocketed me into my alcoholism, because then I found alcohol. Before I found alcohol, it just always felt like my skin didn't fit. I felt like I was just in the wrong body or something. And I found alcohol, my skin fit. I was there. I was okay with you. You were okay with me. I was okay with the world. People accepted me. It was this grand life that I just was like, this is what I've been missing out on. I started drinking every single day, using every single day. It was fun at first. Had a lot of fun experiences while I was drinking. I would drink. I would surf cars while my buddy would drive down the street. I would just get hammered in dressing rooms or just random people's houses and have house parties. And it was really fun. And people wanted to talk to me. I was seen for the first time. I mattered, I thought. And I was the life of the party. It was fun, the fast life. I enjoyed it. And then things started happening where I started having more pain, and I was running from grief, and I was running from pain, and I was running from myself. And alcohol was covering that up for me. I never saw or felt anything like that in my entire life. Remember, there was a couple times when I drank so much and I had tunnel vision, or like, you know, things would just change, or I'd only could see a certain amount of vision. And I thought it was fun. I loved it. I soon started seeing how, you know, at 16 years old, when we partied on the weekends, when I'd go back to school, no one wanted to party on Monday. I was the only one. I was saying, what are we going to drink today? What are we going to do today? No one knew the suffering that I had on the inside. I wasn't really sharing that, nor did I know how. But guys, on the inside, I was dying. And I was aware of it. And I was trying to ignore it. I continued my drinking and partying, and again, still every day. And soon enough, it turned into I was stealing alcohol because I was underage, so I stole alcohol. And it got to a point where it got bad very quickly for me. So I would steal my alcohol from local grocery stores. Towards the end of my drinking, I mean, there were so many empty liquor bottles in my home that it was just an insane amount. Eventually, when I drink, I go to the hood. It's where I end up, and I end up not taking showers for days. I end up not shaving my legs. I end up borrowing clothes from people who are 2, 3, 4 sizes smaller than me. I was living on people's couches, thought I was self-supporting. At one point, I had a vehicle. I did. I had a vehicle. I slept in my vehicle. I had back seat cushions, thought that was cool. And it was disgusting, and but that was the life that I started living. I started finding myself waking up with situations that were super dangerous for me. I mean, I was 16 years old, hanging out with grown men and women that were, you know, 45 years old. I put myself in a lot of dangerous situations, and alcohol takes me there. And again, at that point, I was still having fun. A lot of things happened. A lot of people around me were doing the same things I was doing, and they started passing away, and that was something that started freaking me out because they were drinking the same way that I was drinking. They were doing the same things that I was doing, and I started questioning what's going on here. I don't understand. I knew of an idea of God, but I hated the idea of God. I thought God didn't want anything to do with me. Why is God taking my father? Why is God doing these things to me? And that was my major card. So when people came up to me and started talking about the way that I drank, I played that card. If you had a dad like that and died on you, you would be drinking too. You don't know what you're talking about? Get out of my face. I had this self-righteousness that was so big, it nearly killed me. I found Alcoholics Anonymous because I met a person and I wanted to get sober for this person. And found a counselor who then entered me into Alcoholics Anonymous. I was in 2008. I came in and I heard a few meetings, went to a few meetings, heard a few things, didn't want to do with anything. I didn't get a sponsor, went out and drank. It was the most horrible 4 months of my life. Horrible. Heard that saying, sick and tired of being sick and tired, and well, that happened to me. Was in a situation one night, and I got tired of it, and I missed my alcoholics friends and the love that I found in these rooms. Long story short, I ended up coming back. When I came back, Alcoholics Anonymous welcomed me. You know, I learned in that moment, we don't shoot our wounded. When people relapse, or they come back, or they come in for the first time, we welcome them with open arms. And people did that for me. I got a sponsor within that first week. She invited me to her house. This lady invited me to her house. She had an iPad, and she had nice candles, and she had things on the table. And I was like, this lady doesn't know who I am. I remember sitting on my hands because I didn't even trust myself. I didn't trust myself because I was the type of person that would steal your purse and then help you find it. I was, right? So I started working the steps, and guys, I thought Alcoholics Anonymous was not my solution. I didn't think this stuff was going to work for me. I was 19 years old. And what do you know? I started finding solutions that fixed my insides. Stuff that I thought that would never be fixed through Alcoholics Anonymous. And I always carried this like weight on my chest when I drank and used, and that's what I was trying to run from. And the steps relieved that for me in a way that I never thought was possible. I thought I was going to die at 22. I was really convinced. And I was okay with it, and that's what scared me. And through Alcoholics Anonymous, I learned how to get free. I learned how to be myself. And I can truly tell you today that my skin fits. And I don't need alcohol for that. As you know, I have 10 years. And through the 10 years of Alcoholics Anonymous, I have learned so much. And yet I know little. First thing I started learning was how to have patience with myself. I learned about the disease of alcoholism because I was really confused about it. I didn't understand. I don't have a disease. I don't get this. What is this? I kept coming to meetings, and I kept learning and listening to people's stories, such as, like, I thought it was normal to have a bottle of wine underneath my passenger car in case I got thirsty on the interstate. I learned that that's alcoholic behavior. Didn't know. I learned these things about myself, and I related, and I gave myself an opportunity to recover. And I started learning, and I started going to meetings every single day. I didn't go to treatment. I started going to Alcoholics Anonymous, so I went to 3 to 4 meetings a day. 90 and 90, I kept repeating 90 and 90. I just kept repeating, meaning 90 meetings in 90 days. I wanted a solution for my life, and it started working. I started working through the steps. Got to step 3, where I hated God before. So I got to step 3. I said, there's no way I'm staying sober. I don't know how to do this. Thank you. I learned through Alcoholics Anonymous that there's a solution. I have a God today through the steps, these things that, you know, that you got to get a sponsor for, because there's this book that's in Spanglish, and I needed a sponsor to translate it for me. Long story short, because I don't have much time, but I definitely have found freedom. I have relationships back with my family that I thought were broken forever. I've been able to go to college, not for one degree, but for 2. I've moved to a different state, and the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous has always been there. I have a relationship with a higher power that I believe in today that has my back. It's not just something that's far away. I help other alcoholics. I sponsor today. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I give back as much as I can because Alcoholics Anonymous gave me another life. It woke me up to a life that I didn't know I even was could be possible. So if you are in this room tonight and you are struggling, please be patient with yourself. Keep coming back. Call someone. Talk about it. Reach out, because we are here to hold you. We are here to comfort you, and we relate. Like, you guys are my family. I don't need to know you because we are the same. We have the same disease. I already know who you are. There's a unity here that is beyond your wildest dreams, and so get in the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous and stay. That's what I've done, and I'm still sober today. Thank you for letting me be of service, guys.